Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women that are evil and stupid. Well, let's see if I prove this point right. Let's go. Yes, women are very beautiful. They smell great and they're so sweet. But behind that beautiful exterior lies an evil creature. Oh yes, they could do some real sick, twisted things to you if you're not careful. So that's why a lot of the times it's better off that you don't engage. But you know, you do what you do, right? Yes, you do your best to be the best version of yourself possible just for some crazy chick to fuck you in the ass. Yes, you do all this work for a mediocre woman, right? Case in point, look at this chick. A jealous wife has been arrested in Mexico after she reportedly stabbed her husband multiple times upon finding old pictures of him having sex with another woman, not realizing the images were actually of herself when she was thinner. Yes, fellas, Miss Piggy here thought she was porking another chick because it was her unskinnier days. How funny is that, right? Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Yeah, and this chick puts makeup on the body like she was a mortician to cover up her fucking crime? What the fuck, man? But that's what they want, right? You see, this chick is stupid and evil, right? She killed the guy and then she tries to hide the body in some crippled way? How stupid are you, lady? But whatever. Don't worry, and the wall defeats us all. Look at this stupid sandwich maker. Her name is Nissa. Says, I genuinely hate the glorification of motherhood. And then it says, motherhood drains women physically and emotionally. Really? I think what drains you physically and emotionally is when you do all those abortions. Yeah, that's where all that goes to. It gets aborted with your fetus. Just saying. It makes women unpaid servants who sacrifice their needs for kids, useless husbands, and family demands. You know what? You don't have to have kids. Better off, you just, go in the corner and just do whatever other shit and leave us men alone. Those that want kids should be able to have them. But no, you just rather loom that over us because we want to have kids and you're just a bitch. Whatever, fuck you. It keeps women too busy and too tired to fight for systemic change. What change? You acting like you're really oppressed. No, you have your nails done. You have a belly full of food. You have a nice warm bed to sleep in. And you think that's oppression? How stupid are you? You see? You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. You see? You see? What the fuck, man? This is some bullshit. And we go downstairs and see what other bullshit she says. It goes on and reading. It is literally a tool of patriarchy. Okay. We are risking birthing males who will most likely turn out to be oppressors. Yeah, lady, that's why you need someone to oppress you. We are birthing little girls who will suffer from large-scale misogyny and oppression. You're fucking stupid. I hope someone would put a chain around your neck so you know what it actually feels like, you dumb twat. We are birthing humans for just another number of billionaires. What the fuck? They always go for rich people, always blaming things on rich. No, you're just a poor-ass bitch that doesn't fucking do anything. You're dumb. Yeah, the crazy shit that women put you through, like this fat hog. Amy Schumer reveals the 3 days every year she has sex with her husband. And then look at this dude's face, he's all, oh. Yeah, bet this fucker gets his pelvis crushed with this fat swine. Just saying. I'll give her this much, when she's skinny, she's pretty fine, in my opinion. But when is she skinny? Like, never. I think I only seen her once or twice, where she's actually delectable. But most of the time, she's a fat fucking Miss Piggy looking thing. Just my opinion. Whatever. And there's another clip right now of a chick going to Korea to go find herself a Korean man. But look what fucking stupidity things fucking ensues. Let's find out.
Catfished. It's very disturbing. I wish to leave immediately.
Yeah, that last chick was pretty fucking stupid. But you want to see something that's pretty stupid and fucked up at the same time? Look at this tasty bitch. And also, incidentally, look how she's sitting. Well, it's no surprise because this chick does OnlyFans and she's talking to her kid brother. And her kid brother gives his fucking thoughts on her whoredom. Well, let's watch. It's pretty fucked up, man. This bitch is fucked up.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you really think I'm not a good sister?
Well, it's not that you're not a good sister. It's just you gotta think that your actions don't just happen. Like, it doesn't affect not just only you, but it also affects me.
Wow, the cognitive dissonance of this chick is fucking mind-blowing. This guy is so set and pouring out his heart, saying it doesn't affect you, it also affects me, all your hoary ways. But she doesn't care. She's like oblivious or something. Or she doesn't care, or a combination of both. Yeah, because this guy starts crying and all that stuff. If you look, yeah, he's hurting bad.
Like, next year, I'm going to be applying for colleges, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that with things that are on the internet. I might not even be able to get a girlfriend because people, like, they already know.
Yeah, dude's right. People are very critical and judgmental, especially women. You think this dude's going to get a girlfriend after they find out that his sister's a whore? I doubt it, because then I think this guy's lame too. Yeah. People are judgmental. Hell, I'm judging you. I'm judging this chick. Not you, guy. I know you're not doing this stuff. It's just your sister's a fucking prostitute.
In public, people ask me, do you really like your sister?
Yeah, that's some crazy question to be asking if you like your sister or not. Well, loving, you know, having love for people is it's a funny thing. You give and give for these people, but they don't appreciate it. Especially women. Yeah, I've given and it doesn't work out. Best thing to do is just do your own thing and just keep the people that are good, and the people that are not, just gotta let them go. It doesn't matter if it's your sister, your mom, or whatever. Some people are just not good people, in my opinion.
Sister, do you really approve of this? Like, I actually don't think this could work in my future.
Yeah, check her out in this position. She's all spread eagle. She has a nice fucking fine puffy taco. I wouldn't mind eating it, but it's already tainted meat. You could probably get some salmonella or some kind of weird fucked up stomach disease, right?
Everything that I'm doing, like, I've never once wanted it to affect you like this. Bro, I'm sorry. I really don't want it to affect
you. There's nothing else.
You see, the dude just broken. He's tearing up. Because he has no other way to do anything, to express himself. He's just hurting. Yeah, when you have no other recourse, what can you do? You start crying. Yeah, I've been in this guy's situation when there's no remedy for something. You're just like, fuck. It's a fucked up feeling. I know personally how that feels. Poor guy, I feel your pain. But don't do nothing stupid. You gotta move on forward. Things do get better, and people do forget things. Yeah, people's memories are really weird, so. Now, probably like in a couple years, if your sister stops doing this shit, it might go away. Who knows?
Bro.
What a cold-hearted creature. She's just doing whatever the hell she wants and fuck the consequences, right? Yeah, your little brother's fucking hurting and you're just, bro, on my bad. No, that's not gonna make it better. Fuck you, lady. You see, fellas, how evil and stupid they could be? Not all of them, but a good chunk are. And what can you do to protect yourself? There's nothing as a man you could do to protect yourself. It's all shit. And trying to get yourself a girlfriend or a wife, it's not gonna work. Hell, even your own flesh and blood would turn on you. It's insane. Yeah, best thing to do is just concentrate on yourself and just protect yourself. But what can you do when it's your own flesh and blood doing the bullshit? Ah, that I don't know. Maybe try changing your name, guy. I wish you the best. Well, anywho, I wish you guys the best and hope everything goes well for you guys. And keep doing the best things out there, and I'll talk to you guys later. See you later, guys. Bye.
I'm so bored. When will Master come back?
Hey guys! Did you know that in terms of male human and female Pokemon breeding, Vaporeon is the most compatible Pokemon for humans? Not only are they in the field egg group, which is mostly comprised of mammals, Vaporeon are an average of 3 feet 3 inches tall and 63.9 pounds. That means they're large enough to be able to handle human dicks! And with their impressive base stats for HP and access to acid armor, you can be rough with one. Due to their mostly water-based biology, there's no doubt in my mind that an aroused Vaporeon would be incredibly wet. So wet that you could easily have sex with one for hours without getting sore! They can also learn the moves Attract, Baby Doll Eyes, Captivate, Charm, and Tail Whip. Along with not having fur to hide nipples, so it'd be incredibly easy for one to get you in the mood. With their abilities Water Absorb and Hydration, they can easily recover from fatigue with enough water! No other Pokemon comes close to this level of compatibility. Also, fun fact, if you pull out enough, you can make your Vaporeon turn white! Vaporeon is literally built for human dick! Ungodly defense stat plus high HP pool plus acid armor means it can take cock all day, all shapes and sizes, and still come for more!
I know.
In terms of human companionship, Vaporeon is the most huggable Pokemon, right?
No, not that. Well, I guess this is fine too.
Or was that Flareon?